Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very, very well. Very excited about the summer sort of prize bet. It's a very exciting time of the year when this starts to roll around, I reckon.
Yeah, I really like the present where Troy curates you.
Yeah, it's me, no.
Some albums, like, that is so cool.
That's a really cool. So I think he calls it a starter pack as well, which is awesome. Hey, what are we talking about on fashion this morning?
Well, I just want to do a quick plug to the Wycliffe BFA Fashion and Sustainability Show, which is happening this Sunday at the Auckland Town Hall, 24th of November. It's doors open at 6. You can get tickets from iTicket. It's from 7 till 8:30. We were going to interview one of the participants, but unfortunately she couldn't make it. So, yeah, I just want to put that out there. So if you're interested in fashion, it'll be an excellent show. It's always good to see people like up and coming.
Hard out. There's shows. Always some amazing stuff that is made in those degrees.
So much imagination and stuff like that.
Totally.
And there's my segue for imagination. I always have this thought process behind when I'm talking about this. I always think about things. Mm-hmm. And I started off finding out, like, coming across a fabric called soufflé.
Soufflé?
Yeah, which means a breath in French. And I was like, oh, I'm going to Google this. I want to find out what it's made of and all that kind of thing. And there's not actually that much information about it. It just comes up with the food soufflé.
Yeah.
but it's a mesh, and basically it's a mesh where a designer called Bob Mackie kind of became famous for, because it's you put the mesh on and then you have strategically placed beads.
Okay. Probably, so is it like a see-through kind of nude mesh?
Basically. I guess the Kardashians are people that are kind of making it more well-known now. But in the time, it was made famous by people like Marilyn Monroe. Bob Mackie designed, or he sketched and designed, the Kennedy dress that Marilyn Monroe wore for the Kennedy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Yeah, but it was when he was sketching under a designer called Jean-Louis. But I thought I'd just talk a little bit about Bob Mackie, because he's been around, he's in his 80s, he's been designing for over 50 years, could be even like 60-odd. He's an American fashion designer and costumer, and he's known as the Sultan of Sequins. He's best known for dressing Cher, RuPaul, Diana Ross, Judy Garland, Marlene Dietrich, Elton John, if you see, or Rocketman, all those crazy outfits with Bob Mackie designs. The first person he kind of designed for was Mitzi Gaynor, who was in There's No Business Like Show Business, which is a 1954 film.
So he's really been around for quite a lot of big changes in fashion as well.
Yeah, and I mean, it's kind of like, I don't think, you know, he is a fashion designer, but he's more, I think, a costumer. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about a time where there was a lot of affluence in the movies, people really overdressed. Well, you know, like over the top. He studied at art college, but only lasted a year because he got a job sketching at Paramount, and then he was kind of picked up and pretty quickly moved through the ranks. He worked under a guy called Ray, I had to write down how to pronounce it, F-A-Yan, who also became his life partner until he died in 2011. But Bob Mackie's still going. I guess for the listeners, the probably the most well-known kind of clothes or designs they would know are ones for Cher.
I was going to say, that's what I think of, those like amazing, completely skin-tight mesh suits where she's got sequins and beads and stuff that sort of just look like they're stuck on her, and they're like feathers on the sleeves and feathers on the legs and things like that.
And so he met her when he was working on the Carol Burnett show, and the Carol Burnett show was like a variety show where lots of people used to come on and sing and dance, and that's how Sonny and Cher kind of like started out.
Right.
And then they got their own show, and Bob Mackie was invited by Cher, because she loved him, to make costumes which would provide a more mature and glamorous image for her, because originally she was making her own designs.
Was she? I didn't know that.
She had a lot to she was kind of like just made things that were really crazy, and the thing that Bob Mackie loved about Cher is that she was so confident she would just wear whatever he made.
That's sick.
Like he said, Cher's physical presence and her persona enabled Mackie to showcase his flamboyant designs without seeming too extreme.
Okay. Because that's I think that's what's really interesting when you're saying he's almost more of a costumier than a fashion designer, because he sort of started in that showbiz, the theatre, this is maybe for a character. Cher's the perfect person because she is such a character in her own like right that you can kind of just bring that into, I say the everyday, but it's not the everyday at all, is it?
No, I just want to say that Marilyn Monroe dress from Happy Birthday, Mr. President, sold for $4.8 million dollars.
What?
Yeah.
Oof.
It was record breaking. It was wow.
Yeah, it was sewn on, and she wasn't wearing any underwear.
Who pays that for this dress?
People. Marilyn. People wild. Are obsessed with Marilyn Monroe, and they will pay that money because I mean that's crazy. An iconic that dress. Like, you know, it's pretty amazing. Cher's kind of first kind of nude outfit she wore to the 1974 Met Gala, and Bob Mackie like went with her. But she also, I think if people remember, I think it was 1986 Academy Awards, where Cher wore this crazy like black mohawk.
Oh yes,
outfit.
Yeah,
yeah, which was pretty crazy. And he also designed the bodysuit that she wore in If I Could Turn Back Time, the video with the sailors and
the
cannonball, which is like so crazy.
And she still wears the most incredible clothes as well, and she's in her 70s now, is she?
And she
just keeps pumping out these amazing outfits and wigs and platform heels and things, and I just think wow, that is some big goals right there.
I wonder how long it takes you to get ready in the morning when you're like looking that good all the time.
I feel like she just doesn't sleep. She's like a vampire. Maybe she just goes into her little coffin and then comes out fully dressed in this amazing.
Yeah, and I guess the other thing is that people that are kind of like that well known and well that wealthy would have their own glamour squad or whatever.
Totally. I feel like you'd be quite selective about when you were going to leave the house if it was going to be.
You wouldn't be dashing down the road to get milk.
I always think there was. I always think about Adele talking about how she used to be able to just pop to the shops without any of her makeup on because her makeup and her hair, her beehive and her massive cat eyes and stuff is such her look that when she's not got that on, people just don't really recognise it. And so she used to be able to just pop down to the shop in like a grotty old T-shirt and just like get her milk or whatever. No one would even know it was her. I think she might have passed beyond that now. I think she's a bit too known, but
but having that freedom to just go and do that would be pretty amazing when you're like up and coming.
Hugely,
you know,
because
I know that like I saw something about Ricky Gervais once saying, I don't know what the cost of milk is because I just don't go and buy my own milk anymore because I just can't go, you
that's
know?
Such a Ricky Gervais thing. I'm actually just so important. Sorry, I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, but if you get time and you're interested, I really recommend, especially with Cher and sort also like Diana Ross, some of their costumes. Like, it is pretty amazing. And, of course, Bob Mackie is still being a costumer now. And it's just really cool.
That's amazing. Well, thank you very much, Penny. What a awesome dude. Definitely give him a Google. Just these dresses are incredible. There's a really beautiful one I'm looking at right now of Cher, and she just looks like a vision. Her hair is like completely long and straight, and it just looks like it blends into the dress that she's wearing. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad, and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.